This is Pedaling the Pueblo, connecting you to bicycle events and updates in Tucson.
Soclovia Remix highlights routes from 10 years of the Tucson events past, areas that have once been shut down to cars to celebrate its people. This December, the focus is on Blackledge Drive, running east to west, just north of Glen. From its incoming bike lane infrastructure, currently in the works, to its parks like La Madera, which will host a Ciclovia park party on December 5th, to its friendly residents and classic local businesses, we're catching up with what's going on Blackledge.
I'm Jane Evans, and my husband Gene Joseph and I own Plants for the Southwest, which is a desert plant nursery on the corner of Stone and Blackledge.
Great. How long have y'all been in business here?
36 years.
Wow. So the Blackledge Bike Boulevard is, have you heard about, like, are they preparing you for it to go in, or?
Yes,
it,
okay. They are. We had an actual Zoom meeting with Colin from the city when he was actually beginning the Bike Boulevard, and I received an email from him the other day that said the designers are at their 30% stage for designing all of the things that the Bike Boulevard needs, and the neighborhood is excited about it. We are really excited that then we'll have two bike boulevards running through our neighborhood.
Totally. Do you get a lot of people on bikes coming here to Plants for the Southwest?
We get some people on bikes. I think that having Blackledge designated as a bike boulevard will only increase that. Right now there's a big impediment at First Avenue and Blackledge. The traffic is really, really bad, and so it's difficult to get across when you're on a bike. But that's one of our fabulous things that's going to happen. We're going to get a hawk light there, so then people can cross on the bike boulevard and it'll be easier to get around town.
Definitely.
I'm really looking forward to the bike boulevard. It's they're just fabulous to have. I actually live on the Fontana 4th Avenue bike boulevard, and it's always fun to me to see the commuters riding bikes, because I know these people don't live in the neighborhood and I see them every day at the same time when they're going to work. So I just really want to encourage people to use them.
In December, Ciclovia Remix is coming back to Blackledge, and so we'll be having dispersed events. But I wondered if you could share any memories of past Ciclovias that you have here in this location or just participating.
Well, we've been really lucky in the Keeling neighborhood because we've had three Ciclovias come to our neighborhood. The first one was on Glen, and to me, that may be the most memorable Ciclovia because I made a bunch of glazed tiles, and people got off their bikes and they decorated the tiles with glaze, and then we made an obelisk out of those tiles, and that obelisk is on the corner of Fontana and Blackledge, and it's just a very fond memory. I have pictures of people with their bicycle helmets sitting down carefully glazing these tiles, and it just made it such a community event. And at the two Ciclovias after that, they were at the corner of Fontana and Blackledge, and it was really, really fun to watch people get off the bikes to look at the obelisk and find their tiles. That was really satisfying to me.
Definitely. It's funny you mentioned that, because I had someone come out and volunteer at one of our events last month, and they were asking me about that obelisk, like, what? It's something with bikes, like, did you put it up? And I didn't really know what they were talking about, because I'm new, so
let's bring it. We did it in 2013. And it's still in great shape. And my goal would be to do more artwork on the Blackledge Bike Boulevard. So who knows, maybe in December there will be an opportunity for people to get off their bike and glaze again.
Pedaling the Pueblo is supported by the City of Tucson Department of Transportation and Mobility.